Sir Arthur C. Clarke was the first to embark on a plan to encircle our planet. With radio moons, it would not happen soon. One must not take the challenge for granted. Arthur Clarke did derive in 1945 for a Wireless World article famous. A satellite orbit in sync with the Earth. Now the Clarke Orbit Belt, we have named it. At 22,400 miles, directly above the equator, the orbital period's 24 hours, Earth's spin is no less and no greater, with transmitters placed in a rocket to space that could orbit in synchronous motion. They'd relay to Earth information of worth, at least that was Sir Arthur Clarke's notion. Radio relays in Arthur Clarke's youth were incredibly bulky and massive, with transformers, valves, and great power supplies, so Clarke's role in the task would be passive. The boosters to orbit a transmitter would require rocket advancement persistent. Clarke figured that might take a century more, so to launch he was not too insistent. When just 2 years later at AT&T, Bredane, Shockley, and Brattain developed the first solid-state amplifying device, oh, the promise transistors enveloped. Receivers and transmitters now could be built at a scale not before contemplated and placed into space, so we started a race to build Arthur Clarke's dream unabated. Now DOMSATs and COMSATs and INTELSATs all are competing for orbital parking. On Arthur Clarke's belt, I imagine he felt very proud just to see them embarking. For satellite messages now could be sent so much faster and cheaper and safer than writing them down and then driving around to deliver those pieces of paper. From Colombo, Sir Arthur was just on the line with his agents in New York and London. The world is made smaller by his own design, without which he'd have a conundrum. We can't sing together through satellite links due to long propagational delays. So sing with me now of Sir Arthur C. Clarke and his extraterrestrial relays.